Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started.
Morning, happy Monday. Thank you all so much for tuning in for our time of devotion and prayer. I pray that everybody is doing well and is excited for a new week. I am excited, and I know God is going to continue to do some good and new things in our lives. So for today, our topic for our devotion is the Valley of Dry Bones, and we will be reading from Ezekiel 37. So if you have your Bibles, please feel free to take them out. I am going to read all 14 verses, and we are going to go through this and see what the Lord has for us on this Monday morning. So the Valley of Dry Bones, and I am actually reading from the New Living Translation. So starting at verse 1, the Lord took hold of me, and I was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord to a valley filled with bones. So this is another example of God or the Spirit taking us to a valley. He led me all around among the bones that covered the valley floor. They were scattered everywhere across the ground and were completely dried out. Then he asked me, "Son of man, can these bones become living people again?" "O sovereign Lord," I replied, "you alone know the answer to that." Then he said to me, "Speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I am going to put breath into you and make you live again. I will put flesh and muscles on you and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord." Verse 7, "So I spoke this message just as he told me. Suddenly, as I spoke, there was a rattling noise across all the valley. The bones of each body came together and attached themselves as complete skeletons. Then, as I watched, muscles and flesh formed over these bones. Then skin formed to cover their bodies, but they still had no breath in them." Verse 9, "Then he said to me, speak a prophetic message to the wind, son of man. Speak a prophetic message and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, O breath from the four winds, breathe into these dead bodies so they may live again. So I spoke the message as he commanded me, and breath came into their bodies. They all came to life and stood on their feet, a great army. Verse 11, "Then he said to me, son of man, these bones represent the people of Israel. They are saying, we have become old, dry bones, all hope is gone. Our nation is finished. Therefore prophesy to them and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. O my people, I will open your graves of exile and cause you to rise again. Then I will bring you back to the land of Israel. When this happens, O my people, you will know that I am the Lord. I will put my spirit in you, and you will live again and return home to your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done what I said. Yes, the Lord has spoken." So this is pretty much speaking of the spiritual state of Israel and the death covenant relationship that they have had. But not only is it speaking to us as a nation, it's also speaking to us individually as well. So as I mentioned, starting from verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord can take us to a valley. We know that. We've been doing devotions on mountains and valleys for this past month, so it is no surprise. And the question was, can these bones become living people again? And he spoke a message to these bones, And even for us to be able to speak a message over our lives, even for us to be able to speak a message over the situations that we are even currently facing right now. And knowing that God can and He will breathe life into us. He will breathe life into the dry bones. He will make us live again. So just to kind of break that down a little bit more. So many of you have been in a dead state, not been able to move, not being able to prosper. The enemy has taken over your mind, trying to convince you that you've messed up, that you've waited too long. Just like the people of Israel, you're too old, all hope is gone. Trying to convince you that things are too hard, that it's impossible for you to move forward. It's just better for you to just give up. But God is saying that He wants to bring and breathe life back into those dead bones, life back into your spiritual state that has been dead, and even into your body as well. So maybe you've been tired, you've been weary, you've been overwhelmed, you've been exhausted, just like the people of Israel. You have lost hope. You've been in a dead state of mind and you've just been going through the motions. And maybe even your spiritual life is dead. Maybe you have been struggling with prayer, you've been struggling with worship, you've been struggling with fasting, struggling in a battle and warfare, even struggling to prioritize and spend more time with God and truly being able to put Him first in your life. So when I read this morning, I just saw like God taking us to a valley, and a valley filled with our dreams, a valley filled with our goals, our visions He has given to us, words that He's given to us, promises that He's given to us, even our gifts, our skills, and even our talent. And they have just been lying dormant. They have just been there, not being used. And it is time for us to speak life into those things. It is time for us to speak life back into those bones, so to speak. And it's time for those things to come back to life. And we know that, just as scripture has stated, and we even know the power of God, that we are able to speak to those things and that He will be able to bring and breathe life into them. So it's time for us to be able to speak life into every dead thing in our life that God has called to live. We know some things from a different perspective and mindset, that some things need to stay dead, but the things that God has called for us to walk in and experience and operate in and all those things, it's time for those things to rise again. He wants us to experience revival. He wants this world to experience revival. All hope is not gone. We serve a life-giving God who is able to shake things up. He's able to shake up dead things and cause them to rise and live again. And by these miracles happening, we are able to see that it was nothing but the Lord, that these things were only able to happen because of Him. So just going back and being reminded that God promises new life. Just because some things are in a dead state right now, they do not have to stay there, but there are some things that you have to do. There are some things that you have to activate. There are some things that you need to call upon the Lord to do. And even for this nation, God promises that our nation is going to be restored. God promises restoration, and it's not just physical restoration, it's spiritual restoration as well, that even goes to churches as well. The Spirit of God has not been in some churches. I believe that a part of us being in this pandemic is allowing for people to be called back to God during this time, to be led by the Spirit and not to be led by flesh and the things that they want to talk about or preach about or even have going on in the church. So even praying for the Holy Spirit to sweep through our churches, even though some doors are physically closed, God is still doing a work virtually as well. Even knowing that God is breaking down walls of division, not just within our church, but also within our nation, that God will unite. He is a God of unity. He is not a God of division. We know that the enemy comes to divide. So although as a nation we may be scattered, although some things in your life may be scattered during this time, God is calling you to be able to speak life into those things, for those things to be gathered back up, for those things to start rattling and live just as His word commands. And even knowing that God can even bring life to the spiritually dead, that's a part of revival, that's a part of revival that's needed even in the midst of all that's going on right now in our world and the pandemic. So just praying and even seeking God for lost souls to come to experience him, to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, for lives to be won for his kingdom. So although our world, although your life may seem like it's just in a dormant state, that it's just in a dead state, God is commanding for us to begin to start speaking life into these things. Psalm 104 verse 30 reads, "When you give them your breath, life is created, and you renew the face of the earth." So that is our time of devotion for today. I pray that this has spoke to some area of your life, and even asking for you to seek God on what it is that he wants you to be aware of that you need to begin to start speaking life into. So we will go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer on today, asking that you all will join with me in prayer. And if you have anything that the Holy Spirit places on your heart during this time, feel free to please call those things out. So we will go before the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, oh God. We thank you, Father, for a new day. We thank you, Father, for a new week, oh God. We thank you for even just waking us up this morning, oh God, and allowing us to be able to be gathered here today, Father. Your word states that where two or more are gathered in your name, that you are in the midst, oh God. So we thank you, Father, for meeting us in this place and space of where we all are, that we may not physically be in the same room. But we thank you, Father, that we're able to come to you virtually, oh God, to come to you, Father, on one accord, oh God. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for the power of technology. We thank you, Father, for the power of unity, oh God. And we thank you, Father, for the power of your presence, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are a powerful God, that you are a mighty God, that you are a strong God, and that you are a life-giving God. So we come before you on today, Father, thanking you for this word, even asking you, oh God, that you will help us to be able to set aside time this week, even on today, oh God, to even reread Ezekiel, oh God, to reread this chapter, oh God, to reread the Valley of Dry Bones, so that you are able to speak to us, oh God, that you are able to speak to our situations, oh God, and to reveal new things to us, Lord. So I pray, Father, that not just in our reading and our studying, but even on this day, oh God, even on this week, Father, that you will give us new insight, oh God, that you will give us revelation, Father, that you will give us wisdom, oh God. And not just wisdom, Father, that you will give us godly wisdom, Lord. We thank you, Father, for knowledge and even understanding, oh God. And we ask for those things to flow out through our lives on this week, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the gifts that you have given us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the spiritual gifts that you've given us, oh God. And I ask, Lord, that you will help us all to walk boldly in them, Father. That you will help us to operate boldly in them, oh God. That you will help us to take our thoughts captive, especially when the enemy comes in trying to make us think otherwise, that it's too difficult, that it's too hard, that we've waited too long, that we've messed up, oh God, where fear is trying to come in and overtake and torment us, oh God. So I ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will begin to break those strongholds off of our life right now, oh God, that you will begin to break the strongholds of fear, oh God, of lack, oh God, of a mindset that does not come from you, oh God. Asking you right now, Father, that you will renew our minds, that you will give us minds of Christ, oh God, that you will help us to keep our minds stayed and focused on you, oh God. I pray, Father, that you will open up our spiritual eyes so that we don't miss anything. I ask, Lord, that you will heighten our spirit of discernment, oh God. I ask, Father, that you will remove the scales from our eyes, oh God, so that we're able to see what dead things that need life spoken into them on today, oh God. So we thank you, Father, that you are a God of miracles, oh God, that there's nothing that's too difficult or too hard for you to do. We thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you that it is still living and active, oh God. We thank you for the strategies that we are able to have because of your word, that you speak to us through your word. We're even thankful, Father, that you speak to us through people. So I thank you for even using me as a vessel during this time, oh God. I ask, Lord, that you will use each and every person that's listening as a vessel. Allow them to be able to take this word, oh God, to meditate on this word, oh God, to share this word with other people, oh God. It's not just us who are on here live on today or even rewatching that have experienced some dead things in our lives that we need to speak to, oh God. some things that we need to command to live, even some sicknesses and illnesses and diseases and infirmities, oh God. Depression, oh God, that has been weighing us down. It's time for us to speak into our lives, oh God, and command for new life to be breathed into us, oh God. For your Holy Spirit to be breathed into us, oh God. For your Holy Spirit to be breathed into every situation and circumstance, every season of our life, everything that we're even facing right now, oh God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for revival, oh God. We thank you, Father, even for restoration, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you are doing a new thing, oh God. We thank you even for the reminder, oh God, because sometimes we can forget what you've called for us to do, oh God. So we speak life into these dead things, oh God. We speak life into our spiritual lives, oh God. You've already given us the tools and the weapons, oh God, for us to be equipped. Help us to utilize and put those things on daily, oh God. Put it on the full armor of God, not just some pieces, but all pieces every single day so that we're able to withstand the attacks of the enemy, oh God. Being able to take up the sword of the Spirit, which is your word, oh God. Being able to fight back in prayer. Being able to speak your word and your promises over our lives, oh God. May we be anchored in your word, oh God. May we be anchored in truth, oh God. May we be anchored in faith, oh God. Help our faith not to be shaken, oh God. May we have unshakable faith, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Father. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to protect us, oh God. That you will continue to protect our minds. We know that our mind is a battlefield. We know that the enemy is sneaky, that he's strategic, that he's deceiving, oh God. But as we know those things, help us not to forget who you are and the power that you have given us through the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, through the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. So we thank you, Father, that we have a redeemer. We thank you, Father, that we have a deliverer, oh God. And we thank you, Father, that we serve a God who's able to restore all things, oh God. So we invite you, Holy Spirit, to have your way on this day, oh God, to have your way in our lives, oh God, to move how you want to move, even helping us to move our plans out the way and surrender and submit to the things that you want us to do, oh God. Father, we know that we're in a battle. But we thank you, Lord, that this battle has already been won. We thank you, Father, that we are already victors, oh God, that we are already overcomers, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, oh God. So we thank you, Father, for the testimony that you are building in each and every one of us, oh God. The testimony that we are able to call dead things to life by the power of Jesus, oh God. So we thank you for what you are doing. We thank you, Father, for how you are reviving and even restoring the body of Christ right now, oh God. How you're restoring churches, oh God. How they're experiencing revival like never before, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are calling your people back to you, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are even calling the spiritually dead to you, Lord. We ask, Father, right now for an increase of lives to be saved, oh God, for souls to be won for your kingdom, oh God. And we know, Father, that that only happens by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, oh God. But we also know, Lord, that you've called for us to be vessels, oh God. So we ask even now for forgiveness, Lord. We repent even now, Father, for not sharing your word, for judging other people, oh God, for looking at their circumstances and not sharing Christ with them, oh God, for not sharing the gospel, for not sharing how you've worked and moved in and through our lives, oh God. We repent now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We repent, Father, for being fearful, Lord. We repent, Father, for thinking that the power lies in us and knowing that it lies in you, oh God. So lead and guide us, Father, oh God. Use us, Lord, like never before, oh God. Give us boldness. Give us courage, oh God. There are so many people that have faith in things that are not like you, and they're able to preach it unapologetically, oh God. So I pray, Father, that you will help us to speak your word unapologetically, oh God, that we aren't people pleasers, oh God, that we aren't worried what other people have to say, oh God, because we know the power that lies behind what we believe, oh God. So do a new thing, oh God. Do a new thing in this world, oh God. Do a new thing in our lives, oh God. We pray, Father. We declare and decree miracles, oh God, signs, oh God, wonders, oh God, new testimonies, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. So we thank you for this new season that you're even calling us into, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you're bringing us out of the valley seasons, oh God, and taking us on high, Father. Taking us on high so that you can be glorified. Taking us on high so that you can be magnified. So that you can be exalted, oh God, because you are the one who deserves all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, oh God. So we thank you, Lord. We ask that you will continue to watch over us and keep us and be our sustainer, oh God. We thank you for continuing to provide for us, Lord. Help us to seek you in all things. Help us to know, Father, that our help comes from you, Lord. Allow us to have a new encounter of you this week, oh God. Build up our faith, Lord. Sometimes we know what your word says. We know of miracles that have happened in the Bible, but sometimes we don't think and believe that those things can happen in our lives, oh God. So we thank you now, Lord, that the same power that raised Christ from the dead, oh God, is the same power, the same spirit, oh God, that lives within us right now, Lord. So help us to be reminded of that, oh God, and help us to operate and exercise the authority that you have given us, Lord. We thank you, oh God. We praise you, oh God. And we ask all these things in your precious Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.